This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Now, here's Rick Preuss and Lee Cullen, a couple of guys that can only hope to be house trained.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a returning guest on the line, Carol Bergman, who is the owner of the Darbydale Kennels in Williamston. And Carol, Rick, if you remember, is the owner of a Westminster Best in Show Newfoundland from 2004. Welcome back to the show, Carol.
Thank you. It's nice to talk to you again.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you back. Carol, this whole show we've been talking all about the upcoming Westminster show. Can you relate for our listeners exactly what it was that took place for you back in 2004?
Well, it's kind of unbelievable. And, you know, as a breeder, it kind of validates the path you've been trying to follow as far as your dog breeding program. You hope to get there. Everybody's dreams and wishes are to just get there and maybe win best of breed, and that would be a huge accomplishment in itself. But the year before Josh got there, he won best of breed, and he actually won the group, and that was a dream come true. Then the next year, when he got there and he won the breed, then the group, and then you're like, wow, this is unreal. And then, he goes on to win best in show. It's kind of unbelievable, but then it sinks in and you're like, it really happened.
Well, it was an amazing performance. And again, the way Josh played to the crowd was truly amazing. Carol, we've talked a lot on the show about breeding great dogs, champion lines, in order to come up with these dogs. But that's really only a piece of what makes them successful, because there's a lot that has to go into the socialization, the training, the grooming, in order to get them on top of their game at that key moment in Westminster. Talk a little bit about what it takes to get them at that point where they are on top of their game.
Well, when you have a litter of puppies and you're looking for that special dog, or you're looking at the litter and trying to pick out the ones you think are going to succeed the most, you got to have a picture of the standard for the dog in your mind, which is the definition of how the dog, the specific breed, is supposed to be, certain points that they're supposed to have. And you need to have that in your mind when you're looking at these dogs. And then you make some of your best guesses. And then from there, I think the dog needs to have that in them already. They need to have that certain thing, that showmanship that you can bring out in them. You've got to recognize it, but I think they've got to have it too.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And then after that, you would go on to do all the conditioning, all the training. It doesn't just happen overnight. This takes, for a dog to get to the Westminster and be successful, I think probably takes years of, like you said, socialization, the training. And with the Newfoundlands, you gotta take very good care of the coat. And that includes proper feeding and grooming both.
And when it comes to, you're saying that they've got to have that in them, how is that bred into them? I mean, when you're looking at the two parent dogs, do you look for their personality and it's just inbred in the puppy? I mean, I guess I always figured that was something that was trained for but was hard to breed for, but you're saying that that's otherwise.
I think that you do look for traits like that in the parent, although sometimes the parent doesn't have that. I've had dogs that don't really enjoy showing, but I breed them then to a dog that does.
Gotcha.
That, is very up and happy and personable. But the Newfoundlands have to have a great temperament anyway.
So you're starting with a pretty good pool.
That is the hallmark of the breed, mm-hmm. is the temperament of the Newfoundland.
Mm-hmm.
And They need to have that. But there's some that have, you know, more charisma than others, just like in people. And you want to have that all the time, of course, because that is going to be an easily trainable dog and a showy dog, a one that wants to show off, that wants to please the person, that, you know, is going to do whatever you ask them to do. Sometimes it has to be trained. And some of those dogs that are at the Westminster, you know, don't necessarily want to be there, but they're there because they're trained to be there. Mm-hmm. You know, they go to so many shows. They know what to do. They know what they have to do. But the ones that really excel, that really, you know, have that sparkle in their eye, that, you know, just give it all they have, I think that's born in them.
You can't fool the audience is what you're saying.
Yeah. Right.
Now, do you have anything coming up here, any beautiful dogs that might be showing themselves at Westminster in the near future?
I had one the last couple of years that I really wanted to take, but I had to have foot surgery, so that kind of bombed that out.
Did one of them step on your foot?
Yeah, no. I did it to my own foot.
Okay.
But I do have a couple youngsters that are up and coming. I have here, and then I have a couple out in California that look very promising. A young female, and then her father, who I think he's 3-year-old male, that's doing very well. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see how they go, but they've been very successful so far.
Carol, you raise an interesting question, because one of the decisions that a breeder has to make who is showing a dog is whether they're going to show the dog themselves or choose a handler. What goes into that decision? Why do you choose one option versus the other?
Personally, I love to show dogs, so I try to do all I can. And then sometimes you have people that are handlers, like the dogs that I sent out to California. They're handlers, but they've been friends of mine for years, and I trust them. So I sent a couple dogs out there. But as far as, like, the Westminster something, I think a owner-handler could go far. I think the professional handlers may have a little bit of an edge because that's what they do for a living, and they know what to do and when to do it and, you know, that kind of thing.
And again, the exceptional dog is going to probably accept whatever handle comes down the pipe because they just want to be there on the runway.
Right. Because there have been owner handlers, and I think mostly professional handlers have won that show, but there are owner handlers that, you know, excel also. The dog that I've shown for the last 2 years, I actually showed him all the way through his career and got several best in shows on him, myself. So, it can be done. You don't have to use a professional handler, but sometimes it, you know, let's face it, it's to your advantage to get a professional handler.
So you personally, in the last year, how many shows have you been participating in?
Well, like I said, I had foot surgery, so I haven't been to as many as I used to go to, but the ones I do go to, I try to make them count. So, and the dog I was showing, he just turned 6. He still enjoys going to shows, and he loves it. He can't stand if I leave without him. But, you know, I have his son coming up, and I have a couple other youngsters that I hope will carry on my kennel name for me into the future. So,
well, we'll keep our eyes open. We've been speaking this morning with Carol Bergman, the owner of the Darbydale Kennels in Williamston. Carol, thank you so much for coming back on the show. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate talking to you, too.
Oh, it was our pleasure. And, Rick, once again, we've just run out of time for this week's show. But on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and my co-host in the studio, Rick Cruz, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. We'll talk to you next weekend on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And please, please take good care of your pets. Have a great weekend, everybody. We're taking